like I said last week, bro, this is an ongoing mission, bro. Mm-hmm. We got another game next week, bro. Get your mind right, rest up, enjoy this. Mm-hmm. And we back next week, baby. 5-on-3, man. 5-on-3. 1, 2, 3. Bam!
At home or on the road, game day is a journey. Whether through mile high or deep into the black hole,
10-5, touchdown!
Houston gets it again!
It always culminates here. This is Chiefs Rewind.
Welcome to another victory edition of Chiefs Rewind, this time in San Diego. That's 4 in a row if you're keeping track in the kingdom. 33-3 over the Chargers. Mitch Holtz is voice of the Chiefs with Chiefs reporter B.J. Kissel. First time the Chiefs have won here back-to-back in 22 years.
Well, look at the back-to-back wins for the Chiefs over the last couple of weeks. I mean, you're talking road divisional football games against the Denver Broncos, San Diego Chargers. The Chiefs won 62-16 when you combine the scores of those two games. Just an absolutely dominating performance. This is the team that we expected all year. It took them a little bit to get there, but now they're there and they're rolling.
I want to ask you about maybe the play of the game. Chiefs are up 12-3, but Rivers is so good. The pick six by Justin Houston on the screen to Woodhead.
I think it's a tangible example of why he's the best outside linebacker in the NFL, because beginning of that play, he was going after Rivers. He was rushing the quarterback, and Rivers, they were trying to screen. And as soon as Houston recognized what they were trying to do, he quickly, in about a split second, drop step, batted the ball up in the air, caught it, and ran for the touchdown. I know that from watching him walk to the locker room after the game, he was excited about that play. But he's more than just rushing the pass. We talk about it, whether it's setting the edge, playing the pass, any of those things. But that play right there showed everything about why he's an elite player.
Dontari Poe gets an offensive touchdown. We'll talk to him later in the show. All right, 6, 7s, and 8s. Last week's field goals turned into this week's touchdowns for the most part. 720-plus plays, and then 8 different guys caught passes from Alex Smith.
Let's just start with the guys up front. Let's start with the offensive line. That's been a huge difference over the last 4 games, the way they played. Jeff Allen stepping in there and playing left guard. He's got to be a big part of that. Coach Reed talks a lot about his attitude and what he's been able to bring to that offensive line. And another guy, talk about Spencer Ware. The guy, just everybody, that next man up philosophy, everybody who gets an opportunity has stepped up and made plays. And again, you talk about it, look at Alex Smith's performance. One of the best performances we've seen from him in a Chiefs uniform. Completed 80% of his passes, averaging over 10 yards per attempt. And the one thing about Alex on those passes, just because they're short passes doesn't mean they're not difficult throws. A lot of those yards after catch were able and set up because of how accurate Alex was throwing those balls, leading his receivers. They weren't breaking stride. It's a very underrated thing that Alex doesn't get enough credit for.
Chiefs are now even at 5-5 on the season. Let's get more analysis from our guys in the studio. Let's check in now with Pete Sweeney and former Chief Danon Hughes.
Thank you, Mitch, and welcome into the 65 Toss Power Trap Studios in Kansas City. And Danon, we know about how this year has gone. 1-5 to start after winning 3 in a row. The Chiefs have a chance to get back to 5-5. To do that, they'll have to go to Qualcomm Stadium. Alex Smith is used to playing in San Diego. This is where he grew up, and right away he starts utilizing a guy who's really having his coming out party this year. Sharkhandrick West takes the ball up the middle for a 47-yard gain into San Diego territory. And while in San Diego territory, Smith finds Jeremy Maclin across the middle and couldn't quite get in the end zone. So what does Andy Reid do? He turns to his 346-pound
give the big man the ball.
Defensive lineman. He becomes the heaviest player to ever score a touchdown in National Football League. Dontari Poe and the Chiefs are up 6-0 early after Santos misses the extra point. But chunk plays keep this offense moving.
Absolutely. And this is a great job by Alex Smith. Finds Demetrius Harris down the field. Moved the ball to 8 different receivers on the day. Got protection at times, but threw the ball exceptionally well, Pete, in places where only his receivers could make plays. Unfortunately, they had to end that drive with another field goal.
So it's 9-3 late in the second quarter, and then the Chargers get something going here. Hits Stevie Johnson right there for 13 yards, and then Rivers finds his rookie, Melvin Gordon, who takes a hit right here, but's able to keep the play going. He's pushed out for 12 yards, but you can't count out this Chiefs defense. Watch Ron Parker here. Tackle for a loss of 1 yard, and then Rivers would try to find his tight end, Ladarius Green, not able to. So the Chiefs will get a chance to score some points, turn to that 2-minute offense before the half.
Well, this is where Alex Smith has been his best as of late, matriculating the ball down the field. We've heard that before, Pete. Finds Travis Kelce, uses his mobility, keeps his eyes downfield, and finds Albert Wilson down the sideline as well, gets out of bounds smartly, Chris Conley gets in the mix for his one catch of the day. Ball inside the 15. We've been begging all season. Find Travis Kelce. He can be dominant in the red zone. Thought we had a touchdown.
We all thought we had a touchdown, but they would go to the replay. Ruled incomplete. You see the ball bounce on the ground right there. So they settle for a field goal, 12-3 into the second half. But in the second half, the Chiefs defense, led by Tamba Hali, comes out firing.
The Fountain of Youth found its way West Coast. Tamba Hali comes through with two big sacks, and the defense stepped up time and time again. And how about number 50?
Oh, yeah.
Showing his athleticism. He can rush the passer. He can catch the ball as well. And then got a little dance, got a little shake and shimmy in there, and he deserves to be able to celebrate that way because he is the leader of this defense, and the defense stepped up.
You love to see Justin Houston smile. So the defense stepped up. The offense stepped up. Why not the special teams? Colquitt was good all day long. You'll see a muffed punt here recovered by Jamel Fleming. And that gives the opportunity for the Chiefs offense and Spencer Ware to finish this job off.
Just under 10 minutes left in the game. You're up by two scores. What do you need? Your run game to be efficient. Spencer Ware comes in for Charcandrick West and doesn't miss a beat. He does an amazing job holding onto the ball. And then when he gets around the goal line, gets helicoptered, holds onto the ball, tough at the goal line.
Impressive.
For his first touchdown of the year.
That would be the first of two touchdowns for Spencer Ware. As you see that final score, a 33-3 rout. The Chiefs over the San Diego Chargers, and we talked about it before the package began, a 1-5 start, come all the way back, 5-5 for the Chiefs right now.
Absolutely, and when you talk about what you're supposed to do and how you're supposed to approach the game, you win at home and you win in your division. You continue, you see the Steelers win, you go to the Lions, a win. Now you go on the road in two tough environments with the Denver Broncos and the San Diego Chargers. You come out with wins, they're putting up points on the board, they're scoring touchdowns, they are hot right now, they're hitting their stride. I like what I see.
Division wins always important as well. We've gotten used to seeing these happy Chiefs. I'm sure they're happy today. We're going back to San Diego inside the Chiefs locker room.
We come out and we play fast. We play early. You know, we treat it like practice. At practice, we're out there long. And so at practice, coach forces us to go fast and get our job done early. You know, we don't like playing from behind. You know, we want to set the tune now. And I think that's changed in the last 3 weeks. And we've been playing good defense, taking the ball away.
What did this opportunity to come out and get all these carries, what did it mean to you?
You know, it means a lot. I'm extremely grateful for Kansas City, John Dorsey, and Coach Andy Reid to give me an opportunity, you know, here when nobody wanted me. And, you know, I show them my gratitude by how I play on the field each and every day and just being a team player, doing what they asked me to do on and off the field. And, you know, just trying to get better with my teammates.
Chiefs Rewind is brought to you by Midwest Ford Dealers, the official car and truck of the Kansas City Chiefs, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City, Live Fearless, the Kansas City Steak Company, Taste, It Matters, and by Overland Park Auto Group, home of the Red Friday Rally.
First and 10 at their own 23-yard line. They're going to run a screen.
And it's intercepted! Justin Houston, 10, 4, touchdown! Kansas City and Justin Houston taste the sweet nectar of the end zone.
All right, Justin Houston.
Yep.
His play.
Yeah, well, he's the best in the business. I mean, we know that, and he just continues to prove it. Had a nice interception for a touchdown, and that's why we wanted to be a Kansas City Chief for a while. And,
yes. Well, that we get when you have speed and size, tenacity,
yeah.
Intelligence, and all that works for
that
you.
It normally works.
Don Terry Poe.
Yeah, a little fool.
When did he become a running back?
Yeah, well, we've been working the last couple of years in there. And actually, I mean, believe it or not, in those situations. We gave him a chance. And he's had a couple passes that he's blocked on, a couple runs that he's blocked on last year. So we gave him the ball.
Well, when you got down there again, Did he come over to you? Somebody said.
Well, he has to be there because we're calling the play. So he knows once we get down in there, he's got to be there. Now, the thing that surprised me was he went up and over. Because all week he told me, you don't even need to block the middle linebacker. Don't even block him. I'll take care of him. And we're going, yeah, okay. Then he went up and over. But, yeah, he's an athlete. Did a nice job.
Your team is rolling now.
Yeah, in this league, you talk about one game at a time. It's one game at a time. Focus in on your fundamentals and your techniques every week. Make sure you've got those right. And take care of your business. And that's what we got to keep doing. We got a pretty good team coming in here next week. So we got to get ourselves right for that.
So a very happy Andy Reid with the 33-win today. And you look at this team with these injuries, a lot of it's been next man up. Today, the next man up was Spencer Ware.
Yeah, Spencer did an outstanding job with his opportunities. And, Pete, before your day, there was a show called Spencer for Hire. We're glad that the Chiefs hired Spencer Ware because he took full advantage of his opportunities, got a key first down here in the third quarter. But you know what? You love to see and you love to cheer for a guy who's prepared and ready for his opportunity and to seize the moment. That's what we saw with number 32 today, a guy that hadn't had many opportunities, came off a practice squad and maximized his effort and was successful on the field in the 33-3 win in San Diego.
Never seen Spencer for Hire, but I like this Spencer Ware. You'll see it right there. 11 carries for 96 yards and 2 touchdowns, 1 reception for 5 yards, a total of 23.1 DraftKings points makes him our performer of the game. Remember, our performer of the game is brought to you by DraftKings.com. Go to DraftKings.com and enter promo code Chiefs to play for free today. When we come back, the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, has Mr. Touchdown Dontari Poe in San Diego. Stay with us.
Kansas City's got Dontari Poe in at fullback. They give it off to Poe. He's got it. Touchdown, Kansas City. Dontari Poe in the Poe man's dream has a defensive lineman's dream for sure with a 1-yard touchdown.
Back here in San Diego, the Chiefs rushing touchdown to start the game was not Charcandrick West. It was Dontari Poe. How cool was that?
It was good, man. It's something that you dream of, being a D lineman. So I finally got the chance and I capitalized. So I'm loving it.
Now, people think you're going to come in to block. When you heard the play call, what was going on in your heart, mind, and soul?
I know it. I tried not to jump in there right then, but as soon as we got it in, man, and we got it done, the O-line did a good job. Yeah, I'm going to give credit to the O-line like a true running back would. O-line did a good job, and then we got it in.
Jamal's going to be jealous, you know that.
yeah. I mean, he can have it, man. It's Day Charles.
Now, your first offensive touchdown since?
High school.
Okay, so
high school, man. I won in high school, and feels good. This one is a little bit sweeter.
Okay, I got to ask you, this defense now is really eating. 6 weeks, you guys are giving up less than 13 points a game today. What was the key in frustrating Phillip Rivers and this offense?
Man, we've been relentless, and what we're doing is we're playing together. We talk and we communicate, getting on the same page, whether it's D-line, linebackers, DBs. We all playing as one. So whenever you get a defense that's tenacious and doing that, we'll be all right.
I was concerned with the heat at the beginning of the game. You had good energy throughout. How did you guys handle that?
Keep it rotating. Keep it liquid in. Just keep it rotating. We got five, six good linemen on Baylor's there that play hard, play good. So as long as we keep rotating, trust everybody that's in, we'll be all right.
The other thing, Danny Woodhead, looking at him, also Gordon, they weren't able to get going in the run game. What was the key there?
Team effort. Everybody playing gap sound football. And just being relentless and physical, man, and we got it done.
If you had Dontari Poe on your fantasy league, you win this week. Way to go,
work,
man.
It'll work. Appreciate it.
All right, let's get you another one. Dontari Poe here in San Diego.
First offensive touchdown since high school. Probably keeping that football. You look at this Chiefs team, this Chiefs defense, the identity of it. Dontari Poe certainly a part of that, but also Tom Bahali already having another great game.
Absolutely. Yeah, a great career, obviously. And we've seen a lot of Tom Bahali making plays. He's getting a little longer in the tooth, getting a little older, but not showing much of that age. He's continuing to be a force in opposing offenses' backfields, and you just love to see number 91 be a contributor in this season the way he is at this juncture.
You see the 2 sacks he had today, that gave him a total of 85 sacks for his career, puts him in the top 50 in NFL history. Right now, we're going to go back to San Diego where BJ and Mitch have the quarterback, Alex Smith.
Welcome back to San Diego, and with us, a native San Diegan, Alex Smith, with one of his best games as a Chief. All right, let's talk about it and getting so many people involved and some big chunk plays.
Yeah, I mean, first off, I think hats off to the defense. Anytime you're holding an offense like that, a quarterback like that to 3 points, it's pretty good. Pretty good, to say the least. But, yeah, it made our job easy. We had great field position all game. They've been on a roll these last few weeks and just been keeping it going. And I thought we did some good things on offense. I thought that we got a lot of people incorporated, mixing it around, finding matchups we liked, and guys were making plays.
During this four-game winning streak, one of the things you guys have done, you've started fast. 64-9, you've outscored opponents in the first half. Just what's been the difference recently as far as getting up early and giving your defense a chance to get after the opposing quarterback?
Yeah, it's probably a couple of things. I mean, I think one, it starts with the whole week of preparation. I think the mindset of guys, the entire week of practice, and then coming out here Sunday, and then a combination of coaches putting us in good situations, and then guys going out there and making the most of it, for sure.
Alex, all week long, you were saying last week's field goals need to become this week's touchdowns. Yeah. What about the ability to get to the end zone?
Yeah, we were better, especially there in the second half when we had some opportunities punching it in. Listen, you're not going to score a touchdown every time. We realize that. Obviously, that's what we're striving for, but a couple times there in the first half, right before half, thought we had one, but ended up getting points, and that was big for us to kind of continue to get points, keep that momentum going, and we knew they were gonna fall, and we got some there in the second half.
I know that the philosophy of next man up is used probably by every team in the NFL at this point, but you see Jamal Charles go down, then Charkandrick West goes down, DeAnthony Thomas goes down, Spencer Ware steps up, has a game. Just what do you think about his performance today?
Hats off to him. I mean, I don't think any guy in our locker room surprised just the way he goes about his business. A real pro, was ready for this. And then obviously you're extremely happy for him. And it was crazy. Obviously we were down. He's the last guy. I mean, we were getting ready, get Sherman ready, to get some carries. But really happy for him. And the guys up front deserve a lot of credit as well. Our O-line, tight ends, guys outside blocking. And then Spence had some really good runs today.
Final question. You grew up here. You and Elizabeth and your family have done so much for this community. Just a win here like this, feeling and just your overall feeling about this.
Yeah, I mean, some of my earliest memories of football are at this stadium, coming and watching the Chargers play, watching San Diego State play here. I distinctly remember it, running around the stadium, watching football. I mean, those are things you'll never forget. And to come back here, I'm fortunate. I've got to play here at every level. Played here at high school, played here in college, and now in the pros. And it's fun to come back. It is.
You can really tell this was a special win for Alex Smith. But when you win 33-3, you got to have the players around you playing well as well. And for Alex Smith, Albert Wilson, another great day.
Absolutely. Albert Wilson, 4 targets on the day, 4 catches. And what is most impressive is that 3 of those catches were in the first half. So you're starting to see a lot more trust in the receivers by Alex Smith. He's able to throw receivers open, and he's on the same page. Right here is another play where Albert Wilson gets in the vision of Alex Smith. So to me, this team is morphed itself into a very dominant offense and really doing a nice job distributing the ball. 8 different receivers caught passes today. Albert Wilson was the leader.
Awesome to see so many different players playing well for the Chiefs. Right now, we're going to close things in the studio, but when we come back, BJ and Mitch will have their final takeaways from the queue in San Diego. Don't go anywhere.
Okay, the Chiefs win here in San Diego, 33-3 over the Chargers. 4th straight win, now 5-5. Okay, we saw the schedule to start the year. 7 of the first 10 away from Arrowhead Stadium. Now what?
4 of the last 6 are at home. Got back to .500. The AFC playoff picture, the AFC West division, still wide open. A lot can happen for the next 6 in the friendly confines of Arrowhead Stadium, setting up really nicely for the Chiefs right now.
Good Buffalo Bills team comes in. They'll play Monday night against the Patriots, but a Shady McCoy, I mean, they got some weapons on that team.
They do, and the good thing is the Chiefs have a lot of weapons on defense, and we've seen this defense giving up 12 points per game over the last 6 games, best mark in the NFL. Chargers came into this game averaging 414 yards per game, 4th best in the NFL, 201 yards today against the Chiefs. They are on a roll.
Complimentary football, all 3 phases, a rout in San Diego. Yeah, it's on, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you at Arrowhead next week against the Bills. For BJ Kissel, I'm Mitch Holtis, voice of the Chiefs. Thanks for joining us, the San Diego edition of Chiefs Rewind.